And now is Street Tales, number 10 song of the year. And we're going on to the number 9 segment, the Extreme Makeover segment, when we had did the Extreme Makeover, moved that bus in Warwick, Rhode Island, with the mayor of Warwick, Mayor Scott Avedasian, with Johnny Littlefield from Extreme Makeover. Here's the number 9 segment of the year.
Over here, Losers of the Derek Shapiro Show, and www.derekshapiroshow.com, waiting for the return of the family over here at Extreme Makeover. And today is February 25th, 2007. It's around 2 p.m. over here. And see what we can do next. Over here on Losers of the Derek Shapiro Show. All right, we're here in Warwick with Mayor Scott Avedasian, moments away from the Silver family found out about their house. How about the Mayor of Warwick, of course? How do you feel about all this happening in your community?
Well, it's great to see a whole community come together to help a really deserving and wonderful family. We've been planning and negotiating this since November. We found out in December that they were going to be chosen, and it's been hard to keep a secret,
sure.
Especially with Kenny as one of our great city employees. So it's been a good week watching a community come together to do the right thing for a good family.
Sure. And the whole network of ABC, you know, the Extreme Makeover being in your community, and you're going to be, of course, on ABC Network, of course, right? And how does it make you feel to be the a star now, right?
Well, I think the real star is Eric Johnson, the builder.
Yeah.
And the Silva family and the work that they've done and the way that they all came together. But it's been a very positive week for all of us here in the city of Warwick.
Sure. And are you surprised about how a lot of people came over here with compassion about this and a lot of neighbors came together for this? Yeah.
This is a great city to begin with, but this has really been able to make us shine even more than normal.
Sure.
So it's great to see so many businesses donate products.
Yep.
And so many volunteers work around the clock and really just reaffirms your faith in people doing the right thing.
Well, thank you very much, Mayor Scott Avedasian, for losing yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Oh, by the way, Ty Pennington from Extreme Makeover just ran by, and we're waiting for the family to come back home, the Silver family up in Warwick. We tore down the house. Took 7 days to put up this house, and more to come. And people trying to move that bus. You can hear it on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Finally here, which everybody's applauding, and here's the big car by a limo. Everybody's applauding. Extreme Makeover. The family is here, going to see the house for the first time. And now the family is getting out, and the Silvers are hugging Ty Pennington. Now we can't get an interview with Ty Pennington, but maybe the work is later. But if not, you know, we'll get a interview with some of the crowd and see. And the kids are getting out of the limo too, so this is wonderful. This is wonderful. The family went to Disney World for a week. Just came back right now. See, now you can hear everybody say, "Move that bus! Move that bus! Move that bus! Move that bus!" All right, and now the bus is gone. We moved the bus and. Without Ty Pennington, of course, and the family is looking out for the first time, and this is being recorded, of course, February 25th, around 3:20 p.m. Bright sunny day over here in Warwick, Rhode Island. Here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, it's clapping because the family is stunned and the family is very happy with the new big house, 300,000 square feet or something like that. And here on Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show, you hear everybody clapping. And everybody's losing themselves. Yes, yes, yes. And we can't believe it. The family's crying right now. And it's just an astonishing moment. And that's what you're hearing in the background. More to come. Now they're going to the house for the first time. And all the camera crews over there. And that's it. They're going to be in the house for the first time, the family, the Silva family, Ken and Doreen Silva. They're entering the new house now, and there you have it. Yes, and we're going to see, interview more people, too.
Well, I used to
we're with Graham Kilford, And here, and you're one of the financing
of
the house?
I financed the general contractor, but I also used to be a contractor, so I was able to work on the house also.
So what bank do you work?
Webster Bank.
Oh, okay. And what did you do for the house?
Put the kitchen cabinets together, trimmed out walls, cased windows, cased doors, a little of everything.
Great. And how does it make you feel to see the family seeing the house for the first time?
It's wonderful. Everything I've heard about the family is they are just wonderful people, and it's interesting because you had 50 people walking around inside that house, stepping on each other, climbing all over each other, and all having a great time.
Great. Well, thank you for losing yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Radio station.
Okay. We're here with Johnny Littlefield of Extreme Makeover, and tell me about how you feel about this story, and of course, doing this and for this family, of course.
Well, it's always a phenomenal thing that I get to do each week, and this story was particularly wonderful because what they do, the Silva family do for the, for the community, it's just incredible. They just give and give and give and give and give to the community, and now it was the community's turn to give back to the Silvas. It's just awesome.
Right, and seeing how all the community comes together for this, you know, how does that make you feel coming to the state of Rhode Island, Warwick?
Well, my wife's from Cumberland.
Really?
So I love Rhode Island, and it might be the smallest state in the union, but it's got the biggest heart because.
Really?
I can't recall the last time we had to refuse volunteers, and that's what we had to do in Rhode Island.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, people wanted to give and give and give and help and help and help. And finally, we were to the point where it was like, we don't need any more volunteers.
Sure, sure.
That was pretty phenomenal.
Well, I do thank you very much for coming to Rhode Island again.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thank you very much, yes. Paul Mueller from ABC 6 News, the second Ashley reporter from Ashley Channel 6. I've interviewed Mark Searles before, Ashley.
Oh, yeah.
And so tell me, how did it make you feel to come out here every day for a week to report on this wonderful story?
It's tiring, but it's a great thing. It's a wonderful thing. It's about all the different parts of the community giving to one specific family. It really shows when someone is down in their luck and they really are deserving and they really need something. But the entire community, thousands of volunteers, contractors, subcontractors, builders, designers, you name it, the list goes on and on. But they can come to this family's, when they're in their hour of need, it's just completely amazing.
What was your favorite part about this week?
The favorite part? Was just now, the reveal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
No problem.
How do you put it all together?
This is the press conference. And again, that was Paul Mueller from ABC 6 News.